Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. This is episode 13, where composer Jason Graves talks about his original score for the VR video game Lone Echo. Jason Graves is a BAFTA award-winning composer who has brought his passion for music to projects such as Far Cry Primal, The Order 1886, Until Dawn, Tomb Raider, and Dead Space. Jason's diverse musical background as a composer, drummer, keyboardist, guitarist, and world percussionist allow him to expertly compose in many different genres of music. As a result, his game credits alone include more than 100 titles, ranging from electronic and rock to full symphonic scores. He performs world percussion, drums, and guitar on many of his own tracks, and has conducted and recorded his live orchestral scores at Abbey Road Studios, Air Studios London, Capitol Records, Fox, Paramount Pictures, and Skywalker Sound. One of Jason Graves' most recent projects has been for the VR video game Lone Echo. Lone Echo is a virtual reality adventure game developed by Ready at Dawn and published by Oculus Studios. Set aboard a space station orbiting Saturn, it allows players to move in zero gravity by grabbing and pushing off the environment. In addition to the narrative single-player game, the title includes a team-based multiplayer sports mode called Echo Arena, which was also released as a standalone game. The original music for Lone Echo and Echo Arena combines ambient, analog synth soundscapes with gritty drums and features the ethereal vocals of Maluka. Lone Echo and Echo Arena were released on July 20th, 2017. In this episode, Jason Graves talks through a Lone Echo suite that he wrote and includes how he incorporated the heavenly vocals of Maluka in subtle and surprising ways throughout the piece. He goes on to share how he combines this with his extensive use of synthesizers to underline the game's central focus, the relationship between humanity and technology.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Jason here. Really excited about this whole annotator idea. And in an interesting twist, it's probably been 6 months since I listened to anything from Lone Echo, so I figured, why don't we all sit down and listen to it together? I picked So Near So Far, which is actually a suite that I wrote, and I'll explain once we get started. But it's nice and long, lots of fun things to go through. I'll just kind of react and talk. It's almost like a DVD commentary. That's kind of how I picture this stuff. Okay, let's get started. Oh my gosh, Maluka. What is there to say about a vocal like that? I first worked with her on Far Cry Primal, and my original intention was to have her sing something like this. The game dictated a change in direction, so she ended up actually screaming and yelling and making all these scary, very primal kinds of sounds, and was a little embarrassed until she heard how I was treating it, and then she felt a little more comfortable. But it was really nice to be able to bring her back on Lone Echo and do what I originally intended to hire her for Far Cry Primal. So we've got all these synthesizers behind her. It's all synthesizers. There's nothing organic. She's the only human element in the score. Everything else is synth. And that really goes back to the basic idea of Lone Echo, which is kind of human existence versus technology. And I don't mean versus in terms of a competition thing. I just mean in the way that humans versus technology process information, the way they react to things, the way that they determine what they're going to do. And that was really what Ready at Dawn told me was the overall arc of the entire game when we first had a call about this. I previously worked with them on The Order 1886, and they were amazing, so I was really looking forward to doing this. They definitely didn't disappoint. So the idea of this human versus technology, I loved taking Maluka as a vocalist and having her in the foreground, and in the background, you've got all these synthesizers. We just went through a metric modulation there, actually. So Lonaka takes place in space, one of the moons in Saturn, in the distant future. And Liv is a female astronaut surrounded by AI robots and technology. She's the only human out there. So I love the idea of taking Maluka's voice and then surrounding that by quote-unquote technology. So it's all synthesizers, a little bit of drum machine, but nothing organic. The only thing organic is her vocal. And you'll probably also notice there's a lot of sense of space in the score. Lots of reverb and delay to give you that sort of floating sensation. And not a lot of downbeats. You kind of have to infer where the downbeat is, as if you're floating. So from the opening statement, we were in 1 meter at one tempo, then we did a metric modulation to a different tempo, but there was never any giveaway as to where that happened. It just sort of ebbs and flows. You can hear a lot of that delay and reverb going on. All I was really doing was exploring what I could do with the synthesizers and give a sense of mood and space. It's not a scary game at all, but being the only human that far from Earth definitely has some implication. And I like the idea of the synthesizers being a little more arbitrary towards the whole thing. They're sort of cold and calculating, just the way the AI is in the game. So the interesting thing is you actually play as one of the, well, the android, quote-unquote, whose name is Jack. And without Jack, who really represents all of the technology that surrounds Liv, she would die pretty much immediately. So the synths and these rhythms that you're hearing are what give Liv, a.k.a. Maluka, her sense of purpose and the structure to the music, which is why I had her sing this melody at the beginning completely on her own. And then the second time, I just copied and pasted it basically into the computer and added synthesizers to support her and give her structure. And you can hear more of what the music was intending to do the first time around. And it's just a musical example of sort of humans' reliance on technology. And we're not going to get too deep here, but it was definitely an interesting sort of rabbit hole to go down. Everything we've been exploring up until now was really sort of the Liv idea, the human idea. And now we've gotten into sort of Jack's, the android, his melody, which is just these three notes that repeat over and over. And the chords change, but aside from one note, that one right there, the melody's the same the entire time. You know, very clinical, very mathematical, very procedural. And the bass drum sound you hear in the background, and there's Maluka's voice, which I'll get to in a second. The bass drum sound is actually the heartbeat that you hear in the game when you're playing as Jack. Ready at Dawn called me and said, hey, we're going to send you this heartbeat sound we came up with. Maybe there's something you can use it for in the music. And it ended up being, no pun intended, but the heartbeat of his sound. We're entering a little duress here, but again, all synthesizers. And really, the only thing that Maluka recorded for this entire score was the opening statement that you heard before all the synths came in, the thing where she's singing by herself. I took her vocal and manipulated it and prepared it, maybe the way a classical composer would prepare a piano, and I just treated it in the computer the exact same way that the technology and the AI in the game is supporting Liv. So the idea is I took a phrase or a note even and stretched it out, put it on the keyboard, and I could play it back and make it do anything I wanted. And it did sound like Maluka because that was the only thing I was manipulating in the computer, but it also sounded strangely robotic or synthesized, and it sort of blurred that idea between humans and technology, very much the way that the game does. Lots of metric modulations and just outright kind of bitonal things. So now we had sort of a stress thing, and here comes Jack's theme, kind of blending polytonally. Polytonally? Sure, we'll pretend that's a word. And the previous piece stopped like 10 seconds ago. It's just got lots of reverb on it. I like the idea of that blurring of the lines. This is the one spot where I used a drum machine. External, all the synths I used were external. The drum machine was external. And then I did a lot of processing with everything in the computer. So I've got a couple of Moogs, a Voyager and a Sub Fatty, and an Arturia Mini Brute, which is amazing, plus lots of pedals, Moog pedals, and some guitar pedals, some interesting reverbs and delays. And the general idea for most of the score was I would just mess around for maybe 30 minutes on something and a couple of pedals, and then go back, and if I found something that sounded cool, kind of save that little part and not really worry too much about quote-unquote making a soundtrack, more about just performing live and doing interesting kinds of things. So now we're hearing kind of the synthesizers that were doing a chord progression towards the beginning that supported Maluka, which is Liv's theme. Right there, starting right there, we've got the same chord progression as Jack's theme, the little quiet kind of electric piano thing you heard. So we're going to go through these chords, and from here to the end, it's really about not only blurring the difference between human and android, or human and technology, but actually combining them totally. So we've got the instruments, the synthesized instruments, playing the chord progression from Jack's theme, and I'll start stacking both Liv's theme that Maluka sings, as well as the melody for Jack's theme, on the same chord progression. And of course that was done intentionally with the idea of being able to do this at the end, that they can mesh like that. So this piece was originally written after I got the first phone call from Ready at Dawn. I spent about 3 days and just sort of bled all over the keyboard, or whatever the proper metaphor is. Just kind of got all my ideas out and sent it to him and said, here you go, guys, you know, what do you think? And I've always loved that little chord progression right there. Slight divergence. There's Maluka's vocal, but that's again the original line that she sang, but now it's time stretched and pitch corrected to match up with this new part at the end. and you can't really tell that it's been pitch corrected, but I did want to filter it and make it sound, you know, slightly different. So I sent Ready at Dawn the suite, and they literally zeroed in on like five different things and said, we love this, could you give us an extended version of this? And another extended version of that. And so really the score was born out of this suite, which I did sort of as a knee-jerk reaction to just their general ideas. Now, to try to make it as obvious as possible, I played Liv's theme with Maluka, you know, changed up in the computer just before, and now we're hearing Jack's theme on the electric piano. There's Maluka's voice being treated again, just a single note with lots of reverb and delay. So she's accompanying Jack's theme. Like the idea of musically malleable themes. You can take one and put it on top of the other, depending on what's happening in the game or their characters' interaction with each other in the story. Maluka's vocal, now I'm playing Jack's theme with her vocal on the computer, you know, on my keyboard, basically. I just made an instrument out of her voice. Listening to Jack's theme. No heartbeat, though. There's the heartbeat. We've got the nice synthesized Maluka. I sent her an iPhone movie playing her vocal on my keyboard and said, basically, has anyone ever done this to your vocal? And she sort of laughed and said, no, sounds great though. And here we have a wonderful Picardy, or as I love to say, Picardy, major third at the end. Now, the astute listeners among you would notice that there's a little bit of a secondary statement, bom, 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 kind of after every phrase that Maluka sings, especially at the very beginning and the very end. And I love the idea. As silly as it seems, composers love doing this stuff, at least I do. I love the idea of taking the main theme and literally having a single repeat of that theme within each phrase, a quote-unquote lone echo, if you will. So every time she sings the phrase, there's a single echo or a lone echo of that phrase at the end of each version. Just another fun inside joke to, propel the creative juices and kind of get some momentum. Well, that was a really fun listening experience. I really had a good time listening to that again and reflecting back. Maluka, wow, I don't know what else to say about her. She's just fantastic. So thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll talk soon. See ya.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with Jason Graves and his original score for Lone Echo. The release of the original soundtrack for Lone Echo was released on August 30th, 2017, and is available digitally on Amazon.com and iTunes, and available to stream on Spotify. You can hear and find out more about Jason Graves at his official site, jasongraves.com. And you can follow Jason on Twitter at twitter.com/jgmusic. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or TuneIn Radio. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.